This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
When we tell others about Christ, it's important that we always are gracious in what we say. No matter how much sense the message makes, we're going to lose our effectiveness if we're not courteous and if we're not speaking with words of passion. Just as we like to be respected, we need to respect others if we want them to listen to what we have to say. Paul is speaking along them lines in verse 5 of chapter 4 of Colossians today. He begins by saying, "Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time." Our Living Bible version says, "Make the most of your chances to tell the others good news. Be wise in all your contacts with them." I wonder again how wise we are about the world and what is really going on out there. I mean, do we understand the stakes? Do we grasp the lateness of the hour, if you can put it in such words? Do we understand that God is willing to give us a supernatural wisdom to make us supernatural warriors for the battle? Paul says redeeming the time. And essentially, that phrase calls us to an essential priority, one that calls us to, quite simply, remember. Remember. Sort of a first century call of carpe diem. Seize the day. Verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Or, "Let your conversation be gracious as well as sensible, for then you will have the right answer for everyone." Now, this actual manifestation, or this outflow, if you will, of grace comes only through the infilling and the control of the Holy Spirit. So we need to know that right up front. And Paul's visual illustration here, I think, is quite vivid. He speaks of salt, seasoned with salt. Now, we all know that salt makes things more flavorable, more edible, easier to receive, easier to consume. If we want his word to be received by those with whom we share, we need to make sure that we don't forget the salt. Salt also acts as a preservative. Therefore, we keep the word alive and useful if we remember that same salt. How to answer each one. That's the point. It's a combination of knowledge of the word, but just as importantly, the possession of the Spirit. Therefore, we need both of these to deliver the word of God as Jesus himself did, to be able to do so with love and honesty and, of course, salt. The grace that comes with everything that says Jesus. Now, wrapping up this chapter, we're going in for the stretch here. Verse 7 says, "All my affairs will be made known to you by Tychicus, the beloved brother, the faithful servant and fellow bondservant in the Lord. I'm sending you to him for this very purpose, that you may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, together with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make known to you everything that is going on here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you received instructions, quote, if he comes to you, receive him, end quote. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these are my only fellow workers for God's kingdom who are of the circumcision, men who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always striving for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I testify about him that he has great zeal for you and for those in Laodicea and for those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brothers who are in Laodicea with Nymphas and the assembly that is in his house. And when this letter has been read among you, cause it to be read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, that you also read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, quote, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it, end quote. Verse 18, I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. Now, this is a very personal part of the letter as he kind of waxes on about his friendship and fellowship with these individuals that he mentions by name. Now, these names that he mentions here and all these verses in this passage, it makes you stop and think, wait a minute, will I be remembered as a beloved brother, a faithful minister, a fellow servant? I would bet that these that were herein mentioned, I think they'd be very surprised that they have been so immortalized on the pages of Scripture. For I'd be willing to bet that they were simply disciples of Jesus Christ, just living Him, serving Him, sharing Him. But they were doing it in everything that they did.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.